USA Radio News.
I'm Brian Bernards. President Joe Biden's administration on Friday announced it is raising Medicare premiums, a move it blamed in part on the cost of drugs. Officials pointed out that many Americans covered by Medicare will see a net increase in Social Security benefits. Recipients will get a 5.9% increase in benefits. Policy analyst Mary Johnson with the Senior Citizens League.
This will give a boost in benefits to people who really need them.
The league says the jump in Medicare premiums will eat up the entire adjustment for Social Security recipients with the lowest benefits. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson was temporarily suspended from YouTube for allegedly spreading harmful misinformation after he published a video discussing injuries related to COVID-19 vaccination. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Steve Bannon has been charged with contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the Legislative Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol siege. The Justice Department's move exposes Bannon to fines in as much as a year in jail for each count. General Michael Flynn joined Tucker Carlson on Friday night for his take.
I just think that what I am not surprised at, but I think Americans are surprised at, is the speed in which they're moving to do exactly as I said, which is essentially to take this country over. And we can't kid ourselves about this, Tucker. That's the direction that they're moving.
The House voted to approve a criminal contempt referral for him last month. As House Democrats continue trying to muster enough votes to pass President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda, Representative Warren Davidson, Republican of Ohio, a member of the House Financial Services Committee, said that the massive social spending bill represents a potentially fatal overdose of government that could stifle free enterprise and push inflation higher. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Britney Spears' conservatorship has officially and finally ended.
A judge in Los Angeles has officially ended Britney Spears' conservatorship, a legal guardianship under which she's lived for the past 13 years. The decision comes more than a month after a judge suspended Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, as her conservator. Spears has been working to end her conservatorship for more than a year, accusing Jamie Spears of conservator abuse, including using her estate and finances for his own benefit, and attempting to control her career and personal life. Her father became her legal guardian in 2008, taking over all her financial decisions during mental health concerns at the time. Jamie Spears fought his daughter in court until last August, when he then finally agreed to step down as her conservator. Britney Spears' supporters gathered outside the courthouse, cheering and throwing confetti when they learned of the judge's decision. Spears posted a video from the crowd on Instagram, writing, "I think I'm going to cry the rest of the day. Best day ever. Best day ever. Praise the Lord." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Latvia on Friday banned unvaccinated lawmakers from attending in-person and remote parliament meetings as of Monday, when the month-long lockdown ends. Their wages also will be suspended if they are not able to work at the parliament. The law requires members of parliament and local government members to be vaccinated against COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.